Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
How can we make our places and our spaces safer? One of them, one way we might do it, is better lighting in public areas. Anne-Marie Gaynor. Anne-Marie, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good to speak with you. Now, this comes from very personal experience. I'm not too sure how much you can tell me about that because it's under investigation. But you've been thinking about it a lot.
I have. A recent incident with myself. It's very mild compared to things that have been in the media at the moment. But it was just coming out of Aldi and somebody trying to mug me. I think the thing I noticed straight away was the lack of lighting in the whole car park and all that kind of thing. Definitely, it was scary. It was definitely scary.
Yeah. It's funny when you think about public spaces like, say, an Aldi car park, it very much depends on where it is. You wonder in the planning laws, when they're getting permission for a development, not just Aldi, but anybody, how much obligation is upon them to provide public lighting?
I think what the problem, or what I put it up on my page anyway, I'm on the Irish Budget Mammy page, and I asked different people, did they notice there was less lighting in towns? And it's something to do with energy saving bulbs. They're not as bright as the older bulbs. So that's why it feels like there's a lot less lighting around car parks and streets and different places like that.
Yeah. Although the new modern LED bulbs are very bright.
Yes.
On the street lights.
Yeah. Yes. I kind of put it out there and asked what people felt was kind of like important factors that they felt would make them feel safer, especially women, and was kind of more guarded presence. And one of the things was feeling more comfortable being able to report crimes like this to the Garda, because there were often a lot of women said that they wouldn't actually go and report it.
Yeah, I wonder why that is. Do you think?
It's the fear of having to see the person that attacked them again. It's because if it could be called to court, you could be asked to go and give witness, and you would have to come face to face with your attacker. So that it is quite off-putting.
Yeah.
For many women, yeah.
Yeah, that if you're going to see this through and you're going to see this person punished, you're going to have to see them again.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah. And like, do you think that women don't feel supported through that process, maybe?
I felt that when I was talking to different women over the weekend, I felt that they didn't feel supported. Now, I did. I felt completely very, very supported by the Gardaí in all of my kind of talking to them about my incident. But a lot of them said that they just didn't want to see the attacker again. That was a big one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I remember talking to, and it's another very, every case is different, but whether it's a major or a minor case, it's that person's case. I remember talking to Una Ring last year after the guy who stalked her was jailed, and she could not say enough for the guards. That the minute she went to see them, she couldn't say enough for them, you know?
And yes.
I think most people are afraid of a reaction that might not even be there. And that's a kind of something else that we need to tackle, isn't it?
Yeah, that's why I quite openly spoke about myself, and I said what happened, and I said that the Garda were dealing with it, and that I felt comfortable and all that kind of thing, just kind of so that more women will come and report crimes like this, because it really needs to be reported for anything to be done about it. Because I think I definitely got the feeling there's a lot of things happening that people don't actually report.
Yes. Do you think, Anne-Marie, that women who have been through something like this would prefer to report it to a female Garda?
Well, I did. So I don't know if they normally get a male Garda, or I'm presuming they got a female Garda.
I guess. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think that? Do you think that sometimes? I mean, look. And again, I'm only thinking out loud. If a woman has been frightened or attacked or intimidated by a man, that it might be sometimes that the prospect of telling that story to another male can be off-putting in itself, maybe.
Yes, definitely. I definitely think that could be a big factor in it.
Yeah, yeah. Because, I mean, even talking to people like the Sexual Violence Centre,
that
Mary Crilly would often tell you, like, that for everything that crosses her desk, there's 100 cases that never will, because the people just don't talk about it.
Yes. Yeah, I think that's something we need to kind of change in our culture, is that we do report crimes, we do talk about them, and we do kind of go through with the whole kind of thing, because if we keep letting things slip, nothing can kind of be fixed, you know, that kind of way, because there's no backup.
Yeah, yeah. And I know that what happened to you is still under investigation, so we're staying away from the detail of it, but... For example, when did it happen, and have you been afraid to go out since?
It happened on Thursday night. Actually, I dropped my son to football training, and I said, right, I'll go and do the shopping in Aldi. I have my 10-year-old girl with me.
Okay.
And she's been quite frightened. I haven't actually gone out at night since. I'm a psychiatric nurse, so I'm trained in nonviolent intervention. So basically, I had kind of the tools kind of to intervene myself. Most people wouldn't. So I definitely think that's something that should be brought into secondary schools, because there are ways that you can actually get out of a hold without being violent, but just kind of breaking the other person's hold. And even if you're a very small person and the person's quite big, there are different moves that can get you out of that. I don't think I'd be going shopping again at 8 o'clock at night.
Really, that's what I was hoping. Wondering, would you go? Like that, you wouldn't go shopping in a dark on a dark evening again.
No, and definitely. Even though I have done this for years and years and years, ever since the children have been small, because it was a time I could go on my own and not have to drag kids around the supermarket. Now I don't feel safe, because it was directly outside the supermarket door. I wasn't even in the car park yet. I was still just
right.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So I did that.
All right, because I got the impression initially listening to you, because as I said, my local Aldi has a huge car park, and there would be dark corners in it. So it wasn't like that. This was literally next to the shop.
Outside the door. Yeah, this is outside the door. And even where I parked the car was as close as I could go without going into a wheelchair spot. So it was, I'm quite vigilant, and I would be, risk assessing kind of the area myself.
You'd be trained as already. A psychiatric nurse, wouldn't you, to watch for stuff?
Yes.
Too.
So I parked as close as I could to the supermarket, but it was literally after the attack, I looked around and went, there's no lights, how am I going to get to my car? It's only, even though it was only a few metres away from the door, I was still like, oh, it was, it was the shock of the whole thing.
Yeah, because I do notice it. Myself, and I love to pop to the shops of an evening, and they're just quieter. I do notice it, that in the evening time now, particularly when it's so dark, people just don't park in the darker end of the car park. And I was taking no notice of this at all, because I'm lazy, I'll go into the closest space to the door. That's just because I'm lazy, right, I'll be honest with you. But I was thinking, maybe that is why so many people stay so close to the door, because that's where the better lighting is.
Yes, it is. Yeah, you see, definitely.
I guess that's, and again, this is kind of, I suppose, my privilege as a man. I don't need to think about these things for the most part.
Yeah.
I don't need to worry about, and that's what I've been thinking myself over the weekend a lot as I was processing this. Like, I am so lucky to be able to go out and walk or cycle or take my dog out or go shopping and never, for the most part at least, never have to worry about these things. And it was only how lucky I am to be that way kind of dawned on me over the weekend, when all the people that I was knowing, everyone's got a flipping story.
Yes.
Everybody's got a story. And that's, I think, Anne-Marie, and through your own online work with the Irish Budgeting Mama and your own discussions, have you noticed that since the tragedy of what happened last week? Everyone has
absolutely
a story.
Yeah. Yeah, and literally, and that's the really strange part. I was walking around the supermarket and I heard people talking about the tragedy and how terrible it was, and, you know, women can't go out in the daylight, you know. And I remember it was kind of eerie, because I was listening going, this is just so sad, it's just so awful what's after happening. Walk out the door and whatever happened to me, it's mild, completely mild compared to anything else. But it was literally, I was like, this is it. Just what is the country coming to that we can't go out at 8 o'clock and do our shopping without little kids, you know, that when it's quiet.
And there's a thing as well, you know, that people sort of what happened to me is nothing. I don't buy that. What happened to you? It doesn't matter. What happened to you happened to you. I think sometimes in sociology, they call it the my sore finger argument. You know, my sore finger is my sore finger. And to me, it's the worst thing that's ever happened to me. And do you think, Anne-Marie, we should take this opportunity for people to say to people, come forward and tell us what happened to you, because the more we know, the more we can do to help.
Yes, I do. And I got so many people messaging me over the past couple of days telling me these terrible things happened to them. And it's just awful that we have to like live like that. Do you know what I mean? That these things are happening, but they're not being discussed enough, I feel.
Yeah, because people just they shrug their shoulders and they move on, and they think their lucky stars they weren't injured or worse,
or even like me saying it's nothing happened. It's, you know, a lot of people go they just wanted to forget about it. I don't report it, if I don't talk about it, it didn't happen. That kind of thing.
The reality is it did, and it has had a I mean, okay, you used your psychiatric nurse training to get yourself out of it, and that's great. You were able to do that. Think of someone who wouldn't have been able to do that. But also, it's left you, if you like, with this little mental scar now. You won't go shopping of an evening anymore.
No, I don't know. I actually can't see myself going comfortably. I probably eventually will kind of push myself a little bit to do it. But because I've always done it, like I'm years and years going evening shopping, because ever since the supermarkets are open late, it's a great time to go when there's nobody about and it's relaxed and
you're talking no stress. To kindred here. I love it. You know.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. But no, it has left me thinking twice about going out in the dark.
Okay. Listen, look after yourself, Anne-Marie. Thanks very much. That's Anne-Marie Gaynor, Irish budgeting mammy. She's also a psychiatric nurse.
Cork's 96 FM.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.